Hello, Justin, and a good morning, everybody. We start in the world of West Delaware boys soccer. The Hawks at home last night hosting Monticello got the win over the Panthers 2-1. It broke a 46-game losing streak for the West Delaware boys as their last win came back on April 23rd of 2018. It also marked the first head coaching win for third-year head coach Matt Knutson. The Hawks at 1-7 now on the season will play again later on today as they'll travel down to Tiffin to take on Clear Creek Amana with a 5 o'clock start time. In other coverage area boys soccer play from last night, Western Dubuque fell to Iowa City High on the road by the score of 9-1. The West Delaware girls soccer team also hosting Monticello yesterday afternoon. The Hawks fell to Monticello by the score of 2-1. The Hawks will return to action as well later on today. They will be at home to Clear Creek Amana, as first kick in that one will also be at 5 o'clock. The Western Dubuque girls hosted Iowa City High in Epworth. Bobcats fell to the Little Hawks 2-1. The West Delaware girls golf team claimed the top spot in another meet as they took down Center Point Urbana and Independence at the Three Elms Golf Course near Independence yesterday. The Hawks with a total team score of 184. CPU was second with 230. Third place, Independence with 239. The JV golfers for the Hawks with four players golfed the 110. Maitland Coates led the way for the Hawks varsity squad as the medalist with a 43. Runner-up, her teammate Ella Kolak with a 44, a 48 for Susie Funky, 49 for Kennedy Klosterman, Emma Hogan with a 50, and a 56 for Alyssa Peterson. For the Hawks JV squad, leading the way, Aaron Hellman with a 53, a 57 for Andrea Wubina, a 66 for Madeline Palace, and a 73 for Jenna Funky. For Independence, Bryn Bonefass with a 47, a 57 for Mackenzie Good. Megan Mackey had a 71, a 69 for Annie Johnson, Sydney Schroeder with a 66, and a 71 for Olivia Maurer. The West Delaware boys golf team did not golf yesterday because of wet course conditions at the Wildcat Golf Course near Shellsburg. That meet has been rescheduled for later on today, starting at 4 o'clock, as the Hawks take on Center Point Urbana. The 112th running of the Drake Relays High School Division started yesterday. A couple of coverage area athletes participating in events. In the boys' 3,200-meter run, Eli Nauman of Western Dubuque placed 15th. With a 9:27.23, the winner was Aiden Ramsey of Dallas Center Grimes. He ran it in 8:58.27. In the boys' long jump, Jay Gatto of Anamosa placed 8th of 23 participants. He jumped 21.7 and a half. First place went to Abu Saba of Southeast Polk with a jump of 23 feet 11 inches. The high school events at the Drake Relays in Des Moines start at 8 a.m. this morning with the girls' 100-meter hurdles. To national sports now and a local-flavored look at the NFL draft. Iowa Hawkeye football All-American Tyler Linderbaum going to the Baltimore Ravens. The Solon High School standout was taken with the 25th pick in the first round of the NFL draft last night. Baltimore's selection marked the 19th time that an Iowa offensive lineman has been drafted in the Kirk Ferentz era. And Linderbaum also was the second Iowa offensive lineman to be taken in the first round of the NFL draft. In the last 3 years, draft experts widely consider Linderbaum to be the top center in the draft class, but there was little to no consensus on where he would be picked. Trevor Penning, the highly touted offensive tackle, became the first Northern Iowa player ever selected in the draft's opening round, going number 19 overall to the New Orleans Saints. Penning surpasses former UNI standout Brad Meester, who previously held the title as highest Panther drafted ever after going number 60 overall back in 2000. The selection culminates an incredible rise for one of the draft's unlikeliest superstars. Penning had zero recruiting fanfare out of high school, which he prepped at Mason City Newman. UNI and South Dakota were the only Division I schools that offered. After a redshirt season in 2017 for the Panthers, followed by minimal playing time in 2018, Penning joined the starting lineup in 2019 and never looked back. The first round of the draft came and went without a single running back being selected, the first time that's happened since 2014. NFL teams have continued to devalue running backs as the years have gone by and high-volume passing offenses have become the trend, but there are still solid options at the position for teams in need of an upgrade, including Iowa State's Breece Hall and Michigan State's Kenneth Walker III, the biggest backfield names on the board as the NFL draft will continue later on tonight. In the Major League Baseball scene yesterday in the AL, Tampa Bay beat Seattle 2-1. Detroit lost to Minnesota 7-1. It was Houston nipping Texas 3-2. The Yankees over the Orioles 10-5. White Sox fall to the Royals 5-2. Toronto blanks Boston 1-0. The LA Angels get past Cleveland 4-1. In the National League, the Cubs fall to Atlanta 5-1. It was the Cardinals beating the Diamondbacks 8-3. Phillies pass Colorado 7-1. Reds fall to the Padres 7-5. Miami over Washington 3-2. And the Brewers get by the Pirates by the same score. In the NBA playoffs, three more series are done. The 76ers beat up on Toronto 132-97 to end that one 4-2. Phoenix also wins it 4-2 over the Pelicans of New Orleans 115-109 last night, and the Dallas Mavericks in the Utah Jazz's season 98-96 as they win that series 4-2 as well. In the NHL, these winners: Florida, Carolina, New York Islanders, Columbus, Boston, Minnesota, Edmonton, and Vancouver all in overtime, and Nashville in a shootout. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Friday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.